A wildfire about 50 miles northeast of McGrath has grown quickly since it was first detected yesterday. Tim Mowry with the Alaska Division of Forestry says the fire is now more than 1,600 acres. Mowry says wind has been pushing the fire. It's about 20 miles from the small community of Medfra.
Actually burning sort of parallel to the North Fork of the Kuskokwim River, and we're just trying to keep it on that side of the Kuskokwim River right now. Hopefully the wind will cooperate. It's still pretty windy out there.
Mowry says he does not think Medfra or McGrath are in danger, as the fire is at a considerable distance and burning in a remote area. He says the fire is considered a holdover from the Soda Creek fire that burned more than 16,000 acres last year.
That's the thing about Alaska, is we have a lot of bog, we have a lot of peat, and these fires will get themselves buried down in, you know, down into that stuff, and they're pretty resistant to anything at that point, you know, snow, rain. But that's just part of, you know, what makes Alaska, Alaska. It's a very fire-prone ecosystem, and it's very resistant to fire suppression even a year later.
Mowry says there was a holdover flare-up on the Kenai Peninsula recently from last year's Card Street fire, and even a flare from the two-year-old Funny River fire. Burn bans are in place in many parts of south-central Alaska. Mowry says as Alaskans conclude their Memorial Day camping trips, it's important to thoroughly put out campfires before they head home.